between this self-centeredness and also this belief in some kind of independent self, independently existing self. So even when we shift our focus on the wider world, we will also begin to appreciate the negativity, the destructive the consequences of the harboring these kind of thoughts.
Rang sosol dene dindegi da zibani butegi rang jibani zibi jinzin da dadu zibi dinzin zibani butegi sosol ya peba karishundo samdan kaoksale. So dili me pena ante di kasore ada lojinji kono kono amerika ante sonujik sale ya ada mebaji ki disya swa korang ke takje chebe ane dumje ro kuma shayin dusane ane mi jinam ju tangwa reshta ngade me zayam shimu zidegi chigi
这样的不太可以用这种的 가도 스텝이니 아 즈빈이부 되게 풍요하지 마도 타야매도 더세워져라 다 될래도 돼 신체를 즈비 진진다 아니 다 매번 통해 놓지 깨봐 이나 어 다 되게 락질이야 다 체비니 치성의 샴페인을 놓아서 보지고 대적이 소소 끼고도 가 가서 가면 쉬워나 저리 뭐냐 다 내 소소 끼고 시불평도
So even from one's own point of view, if one were to ask the question, what benefits do I as an individual really derive from harboring these thoughts, this self-centeredness, and also this belief in some kind of independent self, self that is independent of other factors. What kind of benefits do I get from this? When you really think carefully and deeply, you will begin to realize that there is not really much. In fact, it is a source of suffering and misery, even for the individual. Of course, the Buddhist literature is full of discussion of this. But in fact, interestingly, recently, about 2 years ago, I was at a conference, medical conference, in America, and one of the participating scientists, a psychologist, he presented the findings of his study, which was done for a long period of time, and he pointed out that according to this extensive study that he did, one conclusion that he has, reached, which is almost indisputable, is that there seems to be a correlation between early death and also high levels of blood pressure and heart-related diseases among people. And this was a study done on men. Among men who tends to use a disproportionately high number of first personal pronouns, I, me, and mine, and have, which suggests having kind of very strong attachment to oneself, and which I thought was very interesting. And in fact, it should be the case. With this regard, I have recently heard a new kind of a Tibetan expression that someone has coined an expression called I, the precious one. Although it sort of sounds strange, but it is, I think, if you think carefully, you know, it is quite an interesting expression. So even the medical studies, the scientific studies suggest that there is a correlation between too much or excessive self-cherishing and physical, you know, sort of health, unhealthy effects on the physical well-being. So now these are the consequences of harboring or grasping onto self-centeredness. Now, in contrast, if you shift your focus from self onto others, extend towards others, and develop more thoughts cherishing the well-being of other sentient beings, then it will have the immediate effect of kind of opening up and reaching out. And so, in other words, cultivation of altruism really has a beneficial effect, not only from the religious Buddhist point of view in the long term of, you know, spiritual development, but even from a kind of a mundane point of view in the immediate future. From my own personal experience, I can tell you that when I practice altruism, when I think about a sense of caring for others, it immediately has an effect within me that, you know, makes me calmer and also more secure. So there is, you know, we can immediately begin to see its positive, beneficial effects. Similarly, when you cultivate the thought, the understanding that self is not really independently existing entity. Rather, you know, when you begin to view self in terms of dependent origination, dependent in relation to others, then although, you know, it is difficult to say that one may gain profound spiritual realization, but at least even the simple reflection on the dependent nature of reality of self and others begin to have an effect. You begin to think, that's interesting. Something interesting begins to happen within you. So you can see that even in the immediate terms, there is definitely a positive beneficial effect in reversing the two attitudes, from self-centeredness to other-centeredness, and from belief in self-existence to belief in dependent origination. There is an effect.
jiden dewa chinye ba tegun shenden dole chung jiden dungye chinye ba tegun takten dole chung sa tere ngone re shan en di domde mangdu shayda chishigu chiba rangi tuenshida tuwa shenye tuenshida dini gini kyaba do sin sunya dole shan.
So to summarize all of this discussion, I think Shantideva is very right. He says that, you know, what more do I need to say about the virtues of cherishing the well-being of others? What more do I need to say about the negative consequences, shortcomings of self-centeredness? Just compare the fate of ordinary sentient beings who still cling on to self-centeredness and what state they are in, and the fully enlightened beings who have reversed this attitude and have established or cultivated other-centeredness. So, and you know, there is nothing more to say. Simply compare the two. Therefore, one could say that the source of all misery in the world lies in self-centeredness, and the source of all happiness and goodness in the world lies in other-centeredness.
That is, kasa taksi niamba, taajizu kyun kothumanu samba, shenzu kyun kothumanu samba sa ta nimbu tishisha.
So, you know, these are then first the cultivation of equanimity, and then recognition of the negative consequences of self-cherishing attitude, and then recognition of the positive effects of other-centeredness. Of course, exchanging and equalizing of self and others is very important, but more important is that you have to feed yourself.
Thank you.